Breastfeeding is a natural and beautiful way for moms to nourish their baby. However, many mothers-to-be have fears and concerns about it. Despite its numerous benefits, misconceptions and anxieties often surround this fundamental aspect of motherhood. With today's episode, I'm hoping to dispel these common fears and shed light on the empowering experience that breastfeeding can be for both mom and baby. I want my listeners to know that the information shared in today's episode is for informational and educational purposes only and does not serve as medical advice, a basis for diagnosis or recommendation of treatment. Always, always seek the advice of your healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or health concern. The information provided is based on the most current recommendations at the time of this podcast. Whether you're considering pregnancy, an expectant parent who planned their pregnancy, had an uh-oh moment and found yourself unexpectedly expecting, or knee-deep in parenting, this podcast is here to support you every step of the way. Hello, I'm your host, Kimberly Myers, and welcome to For the Love of Parenting podcast, covering topics from pre-baby readiness, pregnancy, childbirth preparation, the exploration of breastfeeding, navigating early parenthood stages, and beyond. This podcast explores the joys, obstacles, and more, while providing guidance, insight, and relatable, honest conversation about the roller coaster journey of parenthood. Welcome to my podcast. All throughout my career as a lactation consultant, numerous moms have shared very similar myths with me about breastfeeding. And it doesn't matter whether mom is new to breastfeeding or if it's her third or fourth time around. All moms-to-be seem to all speak the same language when it comes to discussing myths about breastfeeding. When going into a prenatal consult or class, I find it particularly important to address these myths so that moms can have a better understanding of what breastfeeding is, how milk is produced, expectations around breastfeeding, and breastfeeding benefits for both mom and baby. Breastfeeding education from credible sources is key to having more knowledge of how breastfeeding works. And when educating moms, I want them to walk away with the understanding that breastfeeding can be a natural and fulfilling experience that offers numerous benefits for both mother and baby. And by dispelling common fears and misconceptions surrounding breastfeeding, mothers can approach this journey with confidence and empowerment. With the right support, resources, and encouragement, every mother can embrace breastfeeding as a beautiful and essential part of motherhood. So listen in as I cover five of the most common breastfeeding myths. Number one, fear of inadequate milk supply. One of the most common fears among new moms is the worry that they won't produce enough milk to satisfy their baby's needs. However, it's essential to understand that the female body is designed to produce milk in response to the baby's demand, hence the term supply and demand. The key to ensuring an adequate milk supply is frequent nursing and proper latching techniques. Some moms also are concerned about their breast size, like if their breasts or nipples are too small, too big, or if they have flat or inverted nipples. None of these things should hinder moms from breastfeeding. As I tell moms, the three keys to breastfeeding is making sure that the latch is deep and baby is actively nursing, which means you can see and hear the baby sucking and swallowing. So watch your baby's jaw movements. Making sure that the milk is being transferred from breast to baby and nursing frequently. When those things are in place, moms should not have an issue with breastfeeding. Number two. Concerns about pain and discomfort. Another common fear is the expectation of experiencing pain and discomfort when breastfeeding. However, normally moms find breastfeeding comfortable and enjoyable. but there are times when some moms may experience sore nipples during the early days of nursing, as mom is learning how to breastfeed, meaning getting the baby positioned and latched onto the breast deeply. If mom experiences soreness, she can use nipple creams, and even her own breast milk can help alleviate discomfort and make breastfeeding a more comfortable experience. Number 3, fear of judgment and social stigma. Many moms worry about facing judgment or criticism from others for breastfeeding in public or for an extended period. However, breastfeeding is a natural and fundamental aspect of nourishing your baby, and moms have the right to feed their babies wherever they feel comfortable. Plus, it's essential to normalize breastfeeding in society and educate others about its benefits to reduce stigma and promote acceptance. Also, there are great laws in place for breastfeeding moms who want to nurse in public or when they return to work. Number 4, anxiety about returning to work. Balancing breastfeeding when returning to work can be overwhelming for many mothers. However, today, many moms are successfully combining motherhood, nursing, and working thanks to the Affordable Care Act and being able to obtain a breast pump through insurance, as well as pumping laws that help moms continue breastfeeding when returning to work and attending breastfeeding support groups. With proper planning and support, it's entirely possible to continue breastfeeding while working outside and even inside if you are working from home. Options such as pumping breast milk during work hours, establishing a breastfeeding-friendly workplace, and communicating with employers about flexible schedules can help mothers navigate this transition successfully. Again, there are laws that protect mom's choice to continue breastfeeding when returning to work, and I encourage everyone to become educated on the PUMP Act, providing urgent maternal protection, which is PUMP, for Nursing Mothers Act, was signed into law on December 29, 2022. Number 5, fear of bonding issues. Some mothers worry that breastfeeding may hinder the bonding process with their baby, particularly if they encounter difficulties or challenges. However, breastfeeding fosters a unique bond between mother and child through skin-to-skin contact, eye contact, and the release of bonding hormones such as oxytocin, which is also known as the love hormone. Even if breastfeeding is not always smooth sailing, the act of nurturing and nourishing a baby creates a profound emotional connection that strengthens the mom and baby bond. Once you have moved past these myths, there are lots of benefits for both mom and baby. For mom, breastfeeding is convenient. No pumping, washing parts, no mixing or preparing formula. Number 2, breastfeeding saves money. Formula is expensive and sometimes not readily available, as we witnessed during the formula shortage. Number 3, it reduces the risk of developing type 2 diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, ovarian breast cancers, and developing heart problems, osteoporosis, which is known as brittle bones. For your baby, breastfeeding can lower the risk of diarrhea, vomiting, respiratory infections like pneumonia, RSV, and whooping cough. Breastfeeding also can lower the risk of ear infections, bacterial meningitis, asthma, sudden infant death syndrome, which is SIDS, childhood obesity, eczema, type 2 diabetes later in life. These are just to name a few. With all of these wonderful benefits, I encourage every mother who can breastfeed to try it. What do you have to lose? Because there is so much to gain. Okay, so those are the 5 most common breastfeeding myths that I encounter from moms. Now bust it. I have found that dispelling myths through education serves as the foundation for ensuring successful breastfeeding initiation. By debunking misconceptions and providing accurate information, mothers can start their breastfeeding journey with confidence and empowerment. Let's create an environment where every mom feels encouraged to nourish her baby in the most natural and beautiful way possible, laying the foundation for a healthy and fulfilling mother-baby bond. So if you are pregnant, thinking about becoming pregnant, or a breastfeeding mom, schedule an appointment with me to uncover everything you need to know about breastfeeding. If you're thinking about coming prenatally, we can talk about any of the myths or just questions to help you feel more comfortable with breastfeeding. If you are currently breastfeeding and have questions or challenges, or just need someone to look over what you're doing to make sure that breastfeeding is going well, I got you covered. Simply go to my website at www.pregnancyconcepts.com. There you can contact me and we can see what we can do together. Thank you for joining. Remember, as parents, do your best. There are no perfect parents, but countless ways to be loving and supportive. Signing off from the Love of Parenting podcast. Until next time, take care.